We John's got the waffles, so it's time to go live. That's for sure.
Here I am about to say something terrible, and you're like, "Whoop,
we're live." Go for it. Almost caught you. Almost caught you. So close. Welcome, guys, to the spin. It is March 6th. We are another day away from the start of 24.2. We may have a special guest here shortly. But we're going to go ahead and I guess first I was going to talk about and wait for 24.1, but I want to hear how it went for you guys.
Well, John, go first, because you were the first one to tell us your score, which I do not expect you to do.
My first score?
Yeah.
So first time, I did it first time, and I came out a little hot. I thought I was pacing it. I had like a pace for 840. That was what I paced for. I don't know why I had that number in my head. And I don't know why I thought I was fit enough to do that. I probably should be, and I wasn't. So I did the 21s at whatever pace that would be. The first burpee into 15, I was like, oh man, you have made a mistake. You are not fit enough to hold this. And then I just knew it was going to be 6 minutes in blow up land. Just kind of sat there in my suffering.
That's the worst.
And there's nothing you can do. I'm like, I'm just going to be here for the next 6 minutes and it's going to be,
it's cool. You didn't quit though. And like, yeah, I fucked this up. So I'm going to back off.
Well, I knew I was going to redo it. So
yeah,
I'd have paces to go off of. Like, okay, you were here. You need to be here. And then I paced for sub 10 the second time, and I got 9:48.
Yeah.
Well, our special guest is here.
There he is. Colton
Mertens. There he is. How's it going, guys? Colton?
Not too bad. Just hanging out in the hotel, getting ready to eat dinner, and get rested up for tomorrow.
We were just talking about how impressive my 24.1 was.
I think we were not even close to being done by the time you finished that up. When you saw that workout announced, I mean, you've called your shots before. Was that, you just know that you're going to set the world record time on that?
I knew we would have a really good time and probably a good chance of being, you know, top five. It's just really hard to get a top time in the open. So, you know, I wasn't like certain I would win even after I did it and knew that my score was really fast. I wasn't sure kind of how I would hold up, because in the open, I always think I have a really good score. And then you start seeing other people's scores come in and you're like, oh, shit. But, yeah. No, after I saw Taylor's time, then I was a little bit more confident that I was going to win just because he had the top time for a while and I was quite a ways ahead of that.
So did you do it way out? Wait, we can't hear you, Spin.
And you went out to Nashville to Proven, right? The new headquarters there. How was that? And then how was it doing the workout there?
Yeah, that was it was a lot of fun being there. It was nice to see Nick and Tia, Shane, and all that whole crew. We got to do it. I did it with Luis Oscamora and RJ, a couple other Proven athletes. And yeah, it was nice to kind of have just people around to do it with. Yeah, it was a good environment. Had some good tips from Shane before we started. And we did it. We were facing away from the clock, so I didn't know my pace at all. So I think that helped too, to just keep a hard pace. And instead of trying to just beat whatever the top current time was, we did it Friday morning at like 10:30.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of tips are there? You just go as fast as you can. That's all you did, was just went as fast as you can all the way until it was done. What kind? Go hard? Is that what the tip was?
Well, we kind of discussed like step up versus jump up, and just like stepping up is easier cardiovascularly, but it's a little bit more time under tension in the push-up position. And then also, like, you know it's going to hurt, so just kind of get to that point quickly in the 21s and ride it out.
Have you, with your top score, have you sent all everything into CrossFit? Have you heard back from them yet?
Yeah, I sent them in my video, I think yesterday evening. Haven't heard back from them yet, though.
Okay. And when did you get into, I guess, Boise? Did you get in today?
I got here yesterday, like midday, around 1 o'clock probably. And got off the plane, found a gym, and worked out a little bit. Felt absolutely terrible. And then it was like, I have a little bit like a stuffy nose. So during the plane, like the pressure changes, my ears were popping.
The worst.
Yeah, and I couldn't hear out of my left ear at all yesterday. So I was trying to talk to people, and I just couldn't hear them like at all. But
did you get some gum? Gum helps out a lot. Or just chewing a lot of gum.
I tried gum. I tried yawning. I tried doing that thing where you hold your nose.
Blow out. Yeah.
Yeah. Usually that works, but I think I got boogers stuck up in my ear. That was what was clogging it up. But it's pretty much all good today, though.
Good. Have you done anything at the Tread Shed yet, or have you just kind of been doing your own thing? And
no. No, we did some media stuff this morning at CrossFit Canvas. Then worked out there for a little bit, Allie and I did. And now we got our GoRuck gear to wear tomorrow. But yeah, I haven't seen the Shred Shed yet. I had to stop by over there to pick up the GoRuck clothing. And there's like just tons of cars there and people getting things set up and things ready.
How do you like it? Have you ever been out to Boise before?
No. Mm-mm. Yes, yeah, it's not bad here. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. I wonder, like, I like it out there. It's a little bit more mountainous. You're from Flatlands, so
yeah.
I always wonder what that's like for people who are used to that.
So I had heard that the Golden Barbell Throwdown Series, the two extra workouts, was not happening. Is that accurate? Has that changed?
Sorry.
So. They haven't said anything to me about it. So it's not on our itinerary or anything, so.
Yeah, so you just got to win the one.
That's the only thing I was looking forward to, Brian. Oh, my God.
Just to see the two extra workouts that confused everybody. yeah, so I heard that. So I don't know what they're doing.
What was your thoughts on, like, the collusion of the athletes? Okay, do you want to speak on it or no? That's a tough subject.
I can promise you I would not have agreed to do that.
Just do one extra rep.
Just
on
tell him. Tell him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I did 31. My bad.
Well, I'm just thinking of Fikowski. Guys, the PFAA thinks it'd be safer if we all just did this together.
So what's your plan for tomorrow? Do you have last week they had rehearsal at like 6:30 a.m. and you're kind of just hanging around the whole time. Do they have the same kind of schedule for you, or do you have some time to relax?
Yeah, I think we have rehearsal at like 8:30 tomorrow and or something like that. And it's supposed to last like half an hour. Then we have a break from like 9 to 11-ish or something like that. So I'll probably do like a little workout just to kind of wake my body up and eat, and then we'll get ready to do the thing.
And then jumping ahead to next week, you're out to CrossFit Charlotte facing Taylor. 3 weeks in a row, three times traveling. Does that bother you? Like, I mean, being on the road that many times, or is it just, you know, all good? Just keep going.
Yeah, it's hard. Definitely been feeling it earlier this week. like. yeah, part of the reason I agreed to this schedule during the open is because I think traveling for competitions is something I need to work on. I need to kind of be able to deal with the different, like getting my food managed, my sleep and everything like that, and learning different practices to kind of like wake my body up after the travel and those type of things. So yeah, yesterday felt really bad getting off the plane. Today I feel pretty good, and I feel like one more good night's sleep and one more good day of nutrition, and I'll be ready to go tomorrow.
I saw a comment on there. What's for dinner?
We just had some beef and rice. Pretty boring. Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some late night pizza like Michael Jordan.
you've done well the last couple opens. I think, what was it, third and fourth the last 2 years? How much value do you place on the open? There's a lot of talk about the open doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Like, just get through it, but I mean, you definitely have to be trying to get top five 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I mean, I try hard when the workouts come out. You know, just like everybody else, I'm not necessarily peaking for the open. I mean, last year I did the open, I was straight out of the hospital. So I was just getting back into CrossFit during the open. And yeah, everybody likes to kind of say, like, yeah, I'm not peaking for the open. So, you know, my score's like whatever. But like, if none of the top athletes are peaking, then I don't really understand, like, people try to use that as kind of an excuse. It's like, if we're both not peaked, then neither one of us has the advantage there. But I also think a lot of athletes underperform because they're just not willing to put themselves in that discomfort and pain during the open workouts. And if you're a high level CrossFitter, the open can be the most painful competition you do all year, even more so than semis or the games, just because there's very few limiters and it's just how bad do you want to hurt. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of these guys just aren't willing to do that to themselves at this point in the season.
Yeah, you walked away from 24.1. Just you walked down to the back of the room, walked off. Taylor was about ready to die. Did you have more in the tank?
Yeah, you need to work harder, Colton. I mean, if you look like that after 24.1, you clearly weren't trying.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I could have got 5:15.
John, did you have a question?
I was just going to piggyback off of what Colton said. I'm pretty sure Fraser has said the worst workout of the year for him is the first workout of the open, like the most painful workout for him, because he's either have been training for 1 week or 2 weeks and then he just sends it or whatever, like, and just trust that he has it. And yeah, he still won the open when he was competing and it didn't matter then either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then last time I saw you at Wodapalooza, you were you'd just been announced to be working with Proven. Obviously, you were there this past week. How has that been over the last couple months?
It's been really good. So we started training together right when I got home from Wodapalooza, and been working on, you know, a lot of weaknesses, working on running, been working a lot on developing power in my Olympic lifts with, like, the power snatch and power clean. Things like that are a couple of things that we've been working on, and been seeing a lot of improvements there. It's just kind of crazy. Just like how much better those movements feel, how much stronger I feel. so yeah, it's been really nice to kind of have targeted programming and a one-on-one coach with Joey. And also just not have to worry about adjusting my programming at all. Just pull it up on the app, throw it up on the whiteboard and get going. So it's been really nice. I've been enjoying it a lot. And I'm excited to see where my fitness is at come semis and games.
Yeah.
What's the like, because you've not had a dedicated coach before, right?
Yeah, I've been a part of the Kilo Trained programming for basically the entire time since I started CrossFit, but never been doing, like, one-on-one stuff.
Are there things that you've really learned from this situation of having a dedicated coach like this?
Yeah, just it's like a lot of small adjustments to things. Like, basically they take, like, the template that Proven has, and they'll adjust things to make them more specific to me and what I'm trying to work on. And I'll be on like different strength progressions, and sometimes a lot of stuff will be just like a new workout in general, just depending on, like, what I need to work on. So obviously, mm-hmm. for me, it's like I'm doing a lot more, like, rowing intervals, running intervals every week, a lot of wall ball work, which I'm sure, like, the base template athlete is not working on those things as much. I think that's been helping a ton.
Do you still go out on your own and say, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to do something else, or you stick to the program pretty well?
I've stuck to it. I've
stuck to it. Yeah, Joey, I'm sure is listening. Last question, some new puppies. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got four new puppies. I think they're going to be silver dapples. I was thinking they're going to be chocolate, because the mother is chocolate, but I guess Otis's DNA is just too strong.
Burns through.
Yeah, I messaged Allie and I said, we want to reserve one. So, yeah. Nice. Hopefully we're in line early enough, but that was awesome to see that some new puppies. So appreciate you taking some time, Colton. Let you get rested up, and we'll be watching for you tomorrow.
All right,
thanks. Good luck out there.
Thanks for having me, guys. Good talking to you.
See you. Cool.
There you go.
That's awesome. You're going to have one of the wiener dogs?
I hope so. I hope so.
What are you going to name it? Murdy?
I don't know. We have a bulldog named Eva and a basset hound named Scout. So we'll see.
You can name it Wally. You could have Wally and Eva. I'm sorry. That's what I first thought of when I heard Eva. Eva. That's what I thought of.
Yeah, I'll pass it off to the wife and see if that
let her go with
I'm not so sure, but we'll see. That'll be a tough one. All right. I know we started 24.1 talk. We'll get to that in a second. We'll get back to our regularly scheduled programming now that Colton has joined us. Viewer comments. It's kind of interesting this past week. All of it was pretty much focused around Mal, yet a lot of the comments were like, why are we still talking about Mal? So
there we go.
Why are we talking about this?
Right.
I have about 9 burner accounts and I commented on all of them.
That's what happened. That might be the case. So I picked out a couple of them. We'll address them. At SPM 40, Alex and Kotler seem very pleasant. Thanks for having them on. While I now understand some more detail, I still not understand the big picture about this golden barbell. Why is it on? Why now in the run-up to the Open? Is there a clear signal that literally no one cares about the Open? Why is it marketed? If it isn't publicized, then why are they doing it? Many questions. Any insight is appreciated. I think
no we addressed, insight. Sorry.
I think this answers it right here. Wad Zombie, RIP Golden Barbell, 24 to 24.
I don't even think years.
I hope that email is real so bad.
What's that?
I hope that email is real so badly.
About the Golden Barbell?
No, just about the people that marketed the Golden Barbell.
I don't know what you're talking about. Will Brandstetter.
Yes, you do.
Don't know what you're talking about. Will Brandstetter.
Golden Barbell.
Apparently the Golden Barbell.
John, you're completely derailing this.
I'm sorry.
Stick to the script, John. The barbell is only planned to happen the first week for the athletes. So
it's part of the plan.
Part of the plan.
I feel like they just came up with that rule after they canceled it.
Yeah. Well, that is just for week one.
Y'all didn't know that? I feel like we've been telling people.
I really thought it was for all 3 weeks.
Right. But I don't know.
Maybe
as bad as it was communicated and we understood what was going on and everybody was confused.
Surprise, we don't
it
know
makes
that.
Sense that we would have thought it was 3 weeks if it was supposed to only be one. Beck, I think Dave said that on one of his weekend reviews.
Nobody watches those.
I don't know. I don't know. All right. At says EU, he also loves Gazan and Kotler. I think what Alex said about Mal's situation is a lot of us are thinking. I do feel sorry for Mal that she is so young and inexperienced, a big burnout, and is probably feeling lost, but I also do not get the whole "you are so brave" comments. Also, just my 2 cents in not underestimating how great she was as an athlete, but I think Mal is occupying too much CrossFit media space right now for whatever she is or is not doing.
She was the second coming. I mean, like, it makes sense to me why she's occupying so much space. We had a lot of faith in her to beat Tia, and now she
y'all had a lot of faith in that.
I mean, like, contend against her.
We thought she was going to be the next. Tia was walking away and Mal was the heir to the throne. Like, I'm not sure we thought she was going to ever beat Tia, but
right, maybe I misspoke, but that's sort of what I meant. And for her to turn tail is probably not the way to say it, but to turn like this is pretty big news. Especially when you think about Haley and everything else. So,
yeah, I mean, I think you definitely have to talk about it. She was one of the biggest in the sport and she walked away. So,
all right, can I ask you guys a question then?
Of course.
How
is it on topic or are we going to be going
off
the rails
again? It's on topic. It's on topic. How much longer are we supposed to talk about it? Can you give me a deadline whenever we can stop talking about it?
We'll see if there's any viewer comments this week. So,
like, if you have like, any, give me a day, and then that's where I know. Okay, we're gonna talk about Mal until this day, and then it's over.
I can almost guarantee we'll be talking about her in 2 weeks. So, if you watched Mal's most recent video, she said that she has something coming up here soon.
A Hyrox race?
Yes, guarantee it. Guarantee it.
Heard it here first.
She said she had to get her legs under her. She was doing some longer endurance training, and lo and behold, there's a Hyrox race in 2 weekends, I think, from now in Houston.
Weird.
And I believe that's where Christy.
She's going to Houston Hyrox.
Again, this is all speculation. She could be doing something completely different. She could be baking cookies or something. But
Tyler, probably. Tyler, come down. But, let's do it.
John Young, after not wanting to talk about Mallory at all, is on the scene with a camera in Mal's face.
No. We're going to do it. Like, let's do it. Just come down and we'll do the same high rocks that Christy and Mal are at.
Yeah. Both of us will finish in 6 hours.
So Christy Aramel O'Connell is doing Houston's high rocks.
That's cool.
My complete guess is that she is going to be jumping in there and doing that as well.
Team style or individual, you think?
Individual.
Dude, if I got to interview Mal. Mal, I see that you got dominated by Christy. How does that feel?
Do you think so?
High rocks.
Yes.
I think it'd be a really good match.
It's all running, man. No, I don't think so at all. I think Christy will beat her by 10 minutes.
Oh.
It's running. It's all running with a couple of athletic things. And Christy is one of the best runners in CrossFit field. Mal was middle of the pack, maybe upper middle. There's a huge gap there.
Yeah.
And then Christy's been training for it.
And the woman that won the 24.1, she was a very high level. She was in the Elite 15 2 years ago, I think it was, in high rocks. And she was one of the worst runners in the group. And I think that's why she kind of phased out and decided to go a different route, is because you have to be a great runner. Like, you can't make it up on the elements enough. And that's what makes Hunter so great, is because he's the fastest runner pretty much. And then he dominates everybody else when they can't move properly.
Yeah, Hunter runs like a 15-minute 5K, a 15:50 5K. Yeah. Like, that's how fast you have to be.
And you watch him, and he starts out strong and faster than everybody else, but then he does the first, I think it's the first one. Mm-hmm. And he gets back on the run.
The machines and the obstacles. He's not the best runner. He's actually the eighth best runner. There's a whole bunch of runners better than him, but they're all small.
Well, they have to go slower because they get destroyed on the actual implements part of the workout.
That's my point. They're smaller people. They're not 6'2", 220. Like, he's, you know, kind of a, he's a unicorn,
big
boy.
He's
really
big,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll think about when you can't talk about Mal anymore, John. I'll let you know. Okay. But for now, we will continue to monitor the situation. Different topic. Emma Lawson. Oh, this is who? Sean Hamlet. Emma Lawson is flying under the radar coming into the season. Look out for the silent assassin.
I don't think she's flying under the radar. I think she'll be third place.
Yeah, she's right in the radar where we thought she would be, to me. She doesn't get as much publicity as everybody else, but like, she also steers a little bit clear of those things. So, yeah,
she does. She doesn't put a ton of stuff out there, and the stuff she puts out there is just normal things. She's not I think Emma Lawson, I think the way Emma Lawson's whole camp is beautiful. I think the way they are handling her, or, you know, the way she's going about her business, is like, people should take notes on this is what you should do if you're a younger athlete. You know, she even got a boyfriend, and he's into the same stuff, and like, you know, both of them hiking, doing what young couples do. Like, it's not, she doesn't need to be on the radar. I don't think she wants to be on the radar. And she's about to still podium. She's one of the fittest women in the world.
What I think is interesting about Emma is, and if you go on her Instagram, like, you'll see that she definitely is advertising podium and two-pood and stuff. But, like, I don't think of her as marketing to me.
She's like not a billboard.
Others. Right. Yeah. Right. Like, she's doing it in there, but like, you just see a post of her doing a workout, or she's doing squats or something else. And then it's like, oh, here's podium.
Yeah.
I don't feel overwhelmed. Like, all she cares about is sponsors. And I'm sure she's doing what's obligated, but I don't know if she has the same commitments as others, which I think is.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, Tia feels like Shaq almost with all of her sponsors.
Yeah, like, what is she going to have, some like Papa John's franchise?
Papa John's.
You know what I mean? Doesn't she not feel like that? Like, everything's a different thing. Like she feels like Shaquille O'Neal in all of his commercials.
Speaking of others, like, maybe Mal, every other story is something about her, you know, her sponsor.
Yeah. somebody was talking about Brooke Wells, and it's like if you go to her Instagram, I can't remember who said this to me, but it basically just feels like a billboard. There's no human content there. It's just an ad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think this is ESC Sounds. Emma has a great family around her, Emma Lawson. Yeah. I think we talked about this a little bit last week, like teen athletes go into camps, and then you have the Olivia Kerstetters, Emma Lawsons, who stay at home, have their life, and then also mm-hmm. just kill it on the competition floor.
Yep.
And then the last comment from Karen Bainbridge. So buzzing for Rogue in Scotland. It's going to be insane, and it will definitely sell out. It's a bonus too if we bump into any of you there. So again, sign up for a membership. Maybe we can raise enough money to send John over and head out to Scotland.
The JY Foundation.
Send them to Scotland.
We need to keep track of the John Young businesses.
So those are the viewer comments. If you're watching, throw out any comments from the show, any questions you have, and maybe we'll answer them next week. All right, back to 24.1. John, you crashed and burned, did not hit your goal. You had a goal of what, 8:45, and you finished at?
I paced for 8:40, thinking if I blew up, I'd be able to, like, you know, just be a little over 9. You know, like, that's what I thought might happen. Or maybe I'd be, you know, maybe I could hold it. And then that didn't happen. It was 10:17. And then I paced for 10 minutes and then sprinted at the end and got 9:48. And it's still going to be my worst score of, you know, probably the year. I'm pretty sure week one in the Open has been my worst, like, scored workout, even in all the competitions, like, all, like, everything. Week one in the Open is my worst performance. I'm going to say, like, Tyler, this was your shot, too, to beat me. You should have redone it.
Well, I did beat you on the first go-round, and then you pulled some BS and redid it. I don't blame you for redoing it, but I wasn't going to redo it. I actually had, like, a come-to-Jesus moment during and then well after 24.1. So I got 10:03.
Tied Don Fall.
Yeah, tied Don Fall. I paced it too much. I was really afraid in the round of 21s I was going to blow up and then get in the 15s and then do it. John did and just freaking eke through it. And I should have kind of just hunkered down and went through the 15s. I went back and watched my videos way too slow. But then after, I mean, sort of during, I knew, I was like, you need to turn it up. And that it would just wasn't, I just didn't want to. And so it actually, like, I had to have, so Taylor's kind of coaching me at the moment. I had to have a call with Taylor and I was like, dude, I think I'm done training like this. And he was like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, I've been doing CrossFit for 12 years. I think it's time to hang it up. I've been training like a mid-level quarterfinals athlete for years. Probably like 8 years I've been doing two-a-days. And it's just like, I'm done. I want to get stronger and I want to be able to run faster or longer. And that's what happened after 24.1 for me. So if the goal is pain, it was pain.
So,
but I'll be honest with you though, that might not be the wrong call for you just to get stronger or a faster run. You know what I mean? Because you, like, you know, when you get to quarterfinals, that's where you're held up.
Yeah. I told Taylor too, it's like, I still want to do like CrossFitty stuff, but I was like, I just don't want to do like that type of hurt, like the 24.1 type of hurt. And it's like, you have to do that basically every single day, if not multiple times a day when you train that way. And it's like, I would just kind of want to do alternating EMOMs and shit like that. I don't want to do this anymore.
5x5 and some EMOMs.
Yeah. Some long runs. So it was good though. It is exactly what it needed to be as far as hurt goes.
You know what's bad, Tyler? Is I freaking kill myself running all the time. And I bet you just dancing around doing two long runs a week, and then I bet you end up improving your running like so much more than me. And it's just, and I can't help, like, you know, our bodies are different, right? They improve at different speeds. and it's going to be so frustrating.
I was actually a really decent runner before I started doing CrossFit. I was sort of on the football team. I was known for being really fast, and then I started doing CrossFit.
Oh, I'm got fast real on slow. We get past 40 yards when I get slow. It's not. You know, I'm real fast with 40 yards. But go ahead, Spin. How'd you do?
So I paced it. I don't know if you want to say perfectly or too much, but basically every round that I did was identical.
That's good. So
I finished in 10.
You had your pace the whole time?
10:52. I did. I looked at the number of, what was it, seconds per rep, and I started out like 3.4, 3.9, 3.3. So
nice.
Like, I didn't have a Chase Ingram moment where I completely died.
Nobody had that moment.
Chase Ingram is like that. His video is so good, man. And he said this morning he thinks he has rhabdo. Because like it's just getting worse and worse for him every single day, like his lats. And it's just because like he didn't do really anything because of his shoulder.
Yeah.
And then just sent it, like
booked it.
Yeah. So I hadn't worked out all week. I had been dealing with sickness. My knee has been bothering me. And so the last time I'd been in the gym was Sunday doing anything legitimate, and then jump in there on the following Sunday to do this. I made a mistake. I opened up the garage doors. It was humid. And so the floor started getting kind of like that glaze that weird, of like moisture. And so like my feet were sliding back on the burpees.
That can help sometimes.
Somewhat that did, but then the dumbbell started getting slippery on the second round of 15. And so that was, I just, you know, use extra just to try to hold on to that thing, but got through all the dumbbells, snatches unbroken. I tested all the different jump up, step up. I ended up going to a knee every single time and then stepping up and then jumping over, basically to control and not get just obliterated.
Yeah.
And I timed myself doing 10 of each, and I knew I wasn't going to make it if I did the jump up. The step up, I was like, maybe I do it for the first 21.
Sure.
But I was very nervous that I was going to get to that 15 and then just have like nothing, completely implode. So plus my wife said, do not go full dummy and not be able to do anything the rest of the day. Cause I have done that before, and I finish a workout, then I literally am on the couch the rest of the day. And she's like, you're an idiot. So, I was able to be functional the rest of the day. So,
that's good.
In my old man group, I was top 25%. I think it was good maybe job. top 20%. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'll get through. We'll see how the strength piece works, cause that might be my, 2024 goal.
That's going to be your, make or break.
Is
this next one. My wife got to the knot. She finished the 15th and she was in bad shape. Like it was like she tried to pace it. She's just been a crazy crochet lady lately and, has not been, she got into crochet and bro, don't let your wives get into crochet because
she will
get addicted. And like she freaking crochets like 5 hours a day.
I saw her post a bunch of stuff on there.
That's
on Instagram.
All she does. Like if she's either if she's just work, if she's home, she's crocheting. Like it's a thing. And hasn't been working out. And then, you know, it's still in the CrossFit though, right? And then she does the open workout. She has a goal. And then she finishes the 15s. And she goes, she's at the nines, right? Or no, she finishes her first set of nine, has one set of nine left, and then goes to get chalk on her hand. And you and like you can hear me in her video, which I don't think she uploads it on YouTube.
Telling
but you
her
can
to
hear,
go.
You can hear me in the video. I'm like, you don't need freaking chalk. Grab it up. And like I sound like an abusive husband so badly in this video because it just mind-boggled me that she went to go get chalk for not last nine snatches. And she pulled it together though. It was all right. Like everything was great. But
my wife made me afraid. She came out booking it. So she got 7:01 and I was like, she's going to get 6:30 or something like that. And so it was almost like it was the opposite for me, John, where I didn't want to say anything. Cause I was like, I don't want to distract her. Like, I don't want to break whatever trance she's in. And So she comes over to judge me after she goes, and she goes, "You just buy time in the round of 21. And I just go, "No."
Yeah. No. I had a buddy that did it, and he finished.
Hard pass.
My buddy did it, and he did it like the first 21s he did in 4:15, and he ended up with like 12:02 or something like that, 12:03. And I was like, "You just completely blew up." So I had in my head, like, I do not want to have 8 minutes of death. So, I knew I could have gone out really fast. I think I went out like 4:40 something the first 21s, but then mm-hmm. I just held it the rest of the way. Like,
yeah.
And I knew that was kind of the case. I wanted to be somewhere in the 11, 12s, and I broke 11. So
yeah, that's good. Happy.
Yep.
I was happy. As for those who actually are, pretty solid at CrossFit, obviously we had Colton Mertens there. You look at this leaderboard, top 10. I mean, Colton, Bailey, Will are the only from the games who made it into the top 10. Do you put any weight on this whatsoever, or is it just get through it? I don't care if you finished in 5:40 or 7 minutes.
Yeah.
None. It's very impressive what Colton did, but like, and it's very impressive what Taylor did, but it means nothing as far as like the CrossFit games.
Absolutely I won't nothing. Say it means nothing. Like, their speeds are crazy, and that speaks to overall capacity. But then, like, once you get past 6 minutes somewhere, it's just like, it doesn't really matter.
See, I disagree, because I think if everybody in the field can go unbroken at pretty much as fast as they can, mm-hmm. it means nothing.
Yeah. I just, you know, I know that Colton wants to push hard and have a reason.
And went unbroken the whole entire time. Right. Yeah, and never stopped.
Yeah.
And he talked about it in his video. Like, he was like, I got to a point in the 15s. I was starting to jump up, and I did three, and I was like, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just going to step up, do this, and be done. Yeah. I wonder if you know you're not going to beat Taylor Self, or, you know, had an idea that Colton was going to beat you, like, you push hard, but is there something in the back of your mind where you turn it off a little bit and you're just, I'm okay with my 6:20. Like, it's still probably top 200 in the world. I'll be tired, but I'm not going to be throwing up a perfect bar afterwards. Like,
I think by the round of 21 if you are going to beat Taylor or not. And so it's at that point, it's like, okay, what do I do? Like, you know, there's probably a good portion of people who are also like, I want to see what I can, no matter what, you know, even if it's not Colton, because he's like, you know, he knew he could probably win. Like, you just kind of want to burn it down and see what your body does and how it reacts and all that stuff. There's probably a good portion of that people, but besides that, it's like, yeah, just do it. You know, you're going to do well.
Yeah. The women's side, from last year's games, Jamie Simmons, Sayer Kaya, Fee Sagafi. So again, just a handful in the top 10. Kristen Holta, 9 months after having a baby.
Yep.
Goes crazy. Julia Hannaford. She's maybe the real female side of Colton Mertens.
Yeah.
She may be stronger.
Yeah. Per her division. Well, I think
they're close. Both that way. But maybe Julia might be the better of the two. I could see Julia going to the games this year. She's out of Oceania. She's training with Benny Garrard and Ricky. Mm-hmm. She won the snatch complex at Tier Wadapalooza. So she has a strength. She obviously can do burpees. She's short one. So
if you want to see an interview with her, we just dropped our first YouTube video on Eat One app. We had a good probably 15-minute conversation with her. She's
and you have a Heat One YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try to pull that up here in a bit. She seems pretty cool. And for all of our Australian listeners, you know, 80% of you guys, probably very familiar with Julia. I looked through all of the actually the top 100 athletes that went through it. Really, the only person that stood out of not really being competitive was Ella Wunger. And so she didn't do well. She only did 21 dumbbell snatch. She actually has a stress fracture, and I think in her tibia, and she's going team. So
she just has to complete it.
She just has to do the movement, get post a score above zero, and then let her teammates do it. And of course, Jackie Dahlstrom was her backup. So
sure.
It's like C23 CrossFit, the program or something like that. And so it's a pretty good backup. It's kind of like when Tia or somebody had Brooke Wells or whatever was on the Proven roster or whatever. And then Oslo did that a couple of years ago too. They had, I think Lena was hurt or something. And so they used
it. It's a weird rule, but it is the rule. So why not use it?
Do you like that rule? I feel like if you're going team, you should just declare it, put your six athletes on your team and be done.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel. It sucks because it's like people are probably missing out on their chance at semifinals, even just barely. And even though those are the teams at the, you know, closer to the bottom, it's like that's huge for them. And it's, you're getting bought in because you have somebody who's just going to knock a couple out of the park. It's sort of not fair.
I think a lot of times the affiliates just create one team.
Yeah.
But if you forced everybody to be on their own team, there might be actually some competition between, in my opinion. So like create teams of six, make them their own team. And then within your gym, you can have some teams that go kind of like, I mean, CrossFit Oslo has, I don't know how many, 10 teams from their gym trying to go through. And so that would be my recommendation. If you have a large gym, like you always do like the, you know, pick 'em teams or whatever like that. Like why not just create your own teams of six and put them in there that way?
Yeah.
So something to think about if you are running the open next year. Anything else on 24.1? It's done. It's over. Really no surprises.
Yeah. Just
happy to move on and get to the next one.
From the affiliate side, I know that my affiliate owner and then the team that my wife is on, one of the guys owns an affiliate, and they really appreciated not having to do the lines and do the equipment and having to put a bunch of stuff back up. It was like pretty much everybody's cleaned up after the last heat. It's ready to go home.
Yeah. Which they said they weren't going to have very much tape. But I think some people have interpreted that as there will be zero tape.
Yeah.
So
why do you think there'll be some tape?
Yes, I think there will be some tape at some point.
Handstand push-ups, baby. Let's go.
I think there will be
some push-ups and bench press.
I think there will be something that has to get you upside down.
I have a shot at being a top scorer. If that was the workout, I bet I could beat some games people at just if it's just those two.
Yeah. So, moving on to the current news, I guess since we last talked, Emma Carey also has stepped aside. So, which
screwed the hell out of my bracket idea.
Yeah, that's
all Tyler thought about.
Man, we were scrambling.
Why did you do this to my bracket?
Good for her, or whatever. Like
everybody talking about religion, I didn't think about none of that.
Gosh dang it, Emma Carey!
My bracket.
We were scrambling to get the replacement in Heat One, which I think Danielle Brandon was a good ad.
I think so too. I think so too.
Yeah. So as you see up there in the upper right hand corner, Seth Rollins, WWE heavyweight champion, is giving the announcement tomorrow live from the Shred Shed. I guess initial reaction first, John, do you like having somebody like Seth Rollins do the announcement?
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. I don't know why you pick him to be in the smallest venue you're going to have. I feel like a lot of people would want to come out and see Seth Rollins. You know, I'm sure he has a lot of fans. So why would you not, like, you know, maybe he should be announcing the third workout. Like, well, like, well, just the workout that's not in a garage, right? I don't know. I don't have a ton of opinions on it, but he's fine. I would rather Castro make all the announcements, but you know, it's fun. It's still fun, you know. That's all my opinion is. I don't really have that time.
Tyler over Jocko. Like, how does that make sense to me? We have connections with Jocko.
But Rollins, to Rollins' defense, he's been doing the open the last 12 years, I think it is. I think since 2012 or 2013, he's done the open every single year. So yes, he's been doing CrossFit. I'm with John. I like Dave doing it. We'll see how it's delivered. I don't think we've had one guest come on and do an announcement justice. Like a lot of times we're opening.
What if there's a table and then he climbs a ladder and then jumps on the table and then like it's going to be a clean ladder because
you think he has that
you know what I mean?
He's like, nope, do it again. You did that wrong. He's a showman, though. The thing about is it WWE, WWF now? NWO, which one is it?
Wrestling.
Yeah.
Wrestling.
So it's a show, and so he's a showman, so I do hope that plays off. The thing that I really thought first was that it's a good market grab.
Do you think so?
People who do WWE, this is going to sound really bad, but they're the people that I come from, so I'm going to speak right to you. people who watch wrestling, let's talk about stereotypes. Like, they are strength or conditioning aware, but probably not the healthiest folks and people who you could get into the gym. So it's like if you're watching Seth Rollins and you're like, hey, I kind of, you know, am interested in strength conditioning to some degree, maybe it'll get you in the door.
Do you think they're really into strength and conditioning or just
the idea of
watching guys throw each other around?
Well, I mean, that's a frat boy.
I look at this and his post got 16,000 likes. It was shared between CrossFit Games and Seth's him?
Yeah, that's
announcement saying that he was going to do this. I go back to this one here that's similar, right? It's just him. You know he's going to say something. You got to look at 160,000 likes. Are we seeing any crossover? Like I hear you.
Yeah,
like,
oh, 16,000 so crossover. What are you talking about?
Those are all CrossFitters. Those are all from the CrossFit Games account that saw it. Like, I feel like anybody that just watches him and watches WWE is like, just keep scrolling.
It's going to be even worse when they see him in a shed.
You know, I think Spin's probably right. But to be fair, it has the possibility of showing CrossFit to people who wouldn't have seen it otherwise. And yes, I agree. I don't think it's going to convert many people. But if it converted 1,000 people, that's 1,000 more than it would be if Castro did it again.
This thing had 1 million views so far and 16,000 likes.
All right. It's just, okay, you're right. Everything sucks.
No,
just trying to be optimistic. I'm sorry.
No. You got deflated real fast for somebody trying to be optimistic.
I just don't think it's going to have the translation. I don't know. I mean, it could be cool. It could be great. Like, he'd go out there and it could be entertaining. I do agree he probably should have been saved till week 3 at Proven when there is. I don't know how many people are going to be there. I hope to be there. Mm-hmm. But have a crowd versus, I can't imagine they're going to let anybody other than a handful of people around Justin.
Sure.
Kind of be there. So
definitely not Hiller.
So yeah, probably not. So
maybe,
you know, we'll see.
It'd be funny if Andrew showed up to the announcement and just tried to walk in and like Justin has some kind of a bodyguard, be like, excuse me, sir, you're not allowed to be in the premises or something like that.
I'd watch that showdown between Hiller and Seth Rollins, though. That'd be cool as hell. Hiller come down dressed in the back.
See, now that would be good if you got Hiller and Seth to go do some little skit. They fight each other. Seth does,
or they go against each other. They're the undercard to Justin and Colton.
I think Hiller would destroy him.
You probably, but it'd still be fun to watch.
It would be fun to watch. Which I'll tell you what, putting those side by side videos together for the open,
awesome.
I mean, yeah, like that.
No, they're great.
I think that's why we want to see videos be public, right? Like it actually adds some. I know people watch the Chandler Noah one because it was out so early, but it also it adds like more excitement to it. Like, oh, these guys are across the country. They're within a second or two of each other. They're friends. I can watch it versus just waiting for the open to happen. Like it adds something to watch. And the same thing with you guys doing the underdogs comparison. Like people want to see that, hear from them, hear what it was like, you know? So I think it adds some new element to, or a different element to the open that kind of makes it exciting to watch to some degree. As for the new hint, a chess piece getting hit over by a shuffleboard weight. John, you gave some insight into your prediction. Get with the programming this afternoon. For those who didn't watch, what was your prediction?
I think my prediction was it's going to be a gated workout. It's going to go like every 4 minutes. You have to complete a certain amount of work in a certain in that 4 minutes. And I think I said like 15 cal row, 20 wall balls, and then 15 cleans at a, you know, like weight. 95 pounds or 135. And then it'll go 15, 20, 13 cleans. Or 12. I think I said 12. So it'd go 15, 12, 9, 6, 3. It would end at 315, 215 for the ladies. And that would be the workout. It's just completed in this given time. And reason why I said rowing is Chase brought up a really good point. Like it's a sliding shuffleboard, you know, and that is reminiscent of a rower. And so that made sense to me. It might not be wall balls. I think there's a chance it could be double unders, but I do think rowing and cleans, like we're on the, you know, Bill thought that, Chase thought that, and I think that too. And I think when all three people think it's something, like I feel like it has to kind of be close to that, right? Maybe not. Maybe we're really, really, really wrong, but Bill called it freaking.
It'll be a clean
movement
sweep
for movement. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's, I definitely think it's going to be weights in some fashion, probably cleans in an escalating fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess real quick before I go to JR's comment, Kenneth DeLapp, which has more likes, Dave's hint or Seth Rollins' announcement? We know Seth has 16,000 likes. How many does Dave's hint have?
Oh, I bet it's like, I bet it's around 40K.
It has 3.7 million views compared to the million. That's because it was like a quarter of a fraction of a second.
Yeah, you could watch. I watched like, it like six times before I.
Yeah. It has 29,000 likes. Damn. And he and CrossFit Games collaborated on it. J.R. Howell, best case scenario for some nerd talk. 17.1 dumbbell snatches and burpees. 17.2. Two dumbbells with lunges, no barbell at regionals. And what if 24.1 dumbbell snatches and burpees, 24.2 dumbbells with lunges?
I'd be more inclined to agree with him if we had 5 weeks and not three. Yeah, I think 17.3 was heavy snatches. 17.5 was thrusters. 17.4, there was deadlifts. 220, 55 deadlifts of 225, right? Like, there's only 3 weeks. So, like, that's... I'd be.
I don't think he's saying it's only dumbbells with lunges, and it's the exact same workout. I think it's dumbbells with lunges. Like a step back lunge would be one of the elements. And I think you guys talked about it on Get With The Programming. Is lunges would be one of the movements potentially. Like I don't
disagree with the lunges. I just think there's going to be a barbell.
Yeah.
No, I just think there's going to be a barbell, and that will be the separator. It's not going to be an AMRAP of lunges, and it's just another cardio workout.
Yeah, I do think it's going to be heavy for my guess. I did watch the Justin Medeiros video he put out yesterday, I think it was, where he's kind of talking about everything. Their pull-up rigs are opposite sides of the floor. And so, like, their camera guy was like, I pretty much can't get the entire gym in one shot, no matter how wide I go. Like, they have to have a fisheye lens to be inside the gym and still get both of them at the same time. That doesn't set it up very well to watch a race if it comes down to
watching
toes to bar or anything on there, or even wall balls if you have those targets on the opposite side. Now, if it was the repeat of, was it 14-2, 19-2, or 14-1? Yeah, 14-2, 19-2, the
16.2, 19.
16-2, yeah.
I think that was repeated in 21.2, too. I don't think they'd repeated again. Yeah. They've done it three times.
Yeah. My point is, like, the toes to bar aren't really, they're inconsequential. So, like, everybody's focused on the cleans, so you can just kind of go back and forth. Don't worry about the race, and then you go watch them do the cleans.
Yeah.
If the toes to bar are an important factor, I don't see it being in this one.
So, yeah, if you go back and watch the Get With The Programming episode, like, they bring up CAP programming and CrossFit affiliate programming, and I think when you look at that stuff, that's how you can really make a good guess. And they have Helen with knees to elbow instead of pull ups on Wednesday, so that makes me think there's not going to be any toes to bar. They have chest to bar on Saturday, that makes me think there's not going to be any chest to bar. So I don't think there's going to be any rig movements. I think it's going to be cardio bunnies week one, weights big boys week two, and then Wednesday or week three will be very CrossFitty, but with a gymnastics element. Barrier, right? Mm-hmm. It'll be, you know, and probably escalate up to bar muscle up, so you can really, you know, it's like, it's more higher skilled, right? Right? Mm-hmm. They've done that a lot. And I think they like doing that.
That'd be a good one. If you did pull-ups, chest to bar, muscle ups, is kind of a progression in that last week.
And I agree with JR on this. I think it could be rowing, cows, and then 50 double unders, and then cleans. I don't think it'd be snatches, just because there's dumbbell snatch on Saturday too, and we already did dumbbell snatches. I just have a hard time seeing snatch. And then
could it be a deadlift?
Week one was all hinging. You know what I mean? There's not
front squat.
That's a good point about the hinging.
I can see front squats, but week one was all hinging. So, like, I just can't see two of the 3 weeks be high hinging, and that's the open. Because you need gymnastics in week three, right? And so there's no squatting. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't think it's deadlifts.
I do like the double unders in row paired with the heavy barbell, even though the heavy barbell will bury me and I won't do very well, but that's fine.
You've talked me out of my guess, John. Mine was 15-point or a play on 15.1, which was the deadlifts, toes to bar, and snatches. That was at the same weight. I think that they would do ascending weight across. But now, like I said, snatches. To me, the dumbbell snatch is different than an actual snatch, but like a clean makes a lot more sense.
JR Howell, 2017, 4 weeks hinging in a row. So it wouldn't be unprecedented.
If you think squat snatches are hinging, which, because when I see squat snatching, I think that's more squatting than hinging. Other than that, you're right.
Carolyn Prevo. You can also look at the following week's programming of CAP. It helps paint the picture even more. Front squats next week after 24.3. So I think squatting is this week.
I agree. And I could see front squat. You know, we haven't had front squats in an open workout. We've had dumbbell squats, but not like with a barbell. Yeah. And I could see the exact workout I just said, but with front squats, with the last weight being 315 for three. And 215 for three for the ladies, rather than cleans. And I think that would be really cool. to have front squats, because that's something that you can like accidentally go way too fast on, and now your heart's through the roof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're thinking of a gated workout, a 4-minute gate or something like that.
I don't disagree with you, JR. I just think it's more squatting than hinging when you're doing squat snatches.
We got to take John's comments away. You've been put in timeout.
If there are front squats, no thrusters in the open?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no thrusters in the open.
That would be wild.
I don't think you could if you did front squats on week two.
I think it's time we see front squats in the open.
JR likes the idea of heavy front squats.
You want to come on, JR? You got a lot to say. We can give you a link.
Regions exemptions came out Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Tia Claire Toomey, North America East.
Whoa. So,
I don't think that was much of a surprise. Katrin Davidsdottir and a whole bunch of others that I don't think will make it to the games. They may make it to semifinals. A lot of people going to Asia. I think a lot of that's for Dubai more than anything. Mm-hmm. I guess the question I have is, we talked about Oceania a couple months ago, where they could actually gain a fourth spot. Tia now makes it one less person. Do we think the team, Emily DeRoys, Kara Saunders, Jamie Simmons, will do the individual quarterfinals and get a fourth spot for Oceania? Or do we think that is passing them up?
I hope so. I mean, you would think. I've had several people reach out about that. It's like, it's just such an easy bar. Just sign up. Probably not. I don't know why I think that, but probably not.
Yeah. And I look at I looked at the top 100 worldwide rankings, and it's not any get with the programming current style, but it's like using the current system.
Mm-hmm.
It appears that North America East is poised to maybe get 12 spots instead of 11 this year. If Oceania does not get a fourth, if it does, it'll actually come out of North America East based on the current current ranking. So you could add Tia, add Haley, and get the exact same number of qualifying spots out of North America East if Oceania ends up doing what they need to get that fourth spot, because it's going to most likely come out of North America East, which that's a tough region at that point.
That's tight. Yeah. It's tight over there. So
T-Bird, read Chase's comments.
Chase is saying that there were front squats in the open and we're missing one. We're not talking about 95-pound front squats the whole freaking time, Chase. We're talking about escalating front squats, right? Just like the thruster went up weight, 95, 135, 185. I don't think it went up to 185. 115, 135 that one year. We're talking about escalating heavy front squats, okay, where the front squats are 225 plus.
All right? The front squats also weren't the limiter in that workout. They weren't.
They weren't.
Anything. They didn't matter almost.
We're saying that's the weight escalation that's going to be the crux of the workout. If you can't keep up, Chase, then stay on your own show.
What do you know anyway, Chase?
There you go. T-Bird, I'm sure Chase thanks you. He'll probably Venmo you that.
219 Canadian.
Yeah. Wad Zombie 351 starting to watch. So appreciate you guys joining. If you haven't been here before, if you have or have not yet subscribed, go ahead and do that now. Earlier, I guess it was yesterday, I wrote an article, 11 women from the games last year are not competing as individuals. That was actually this morning I wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember what day it is.
It's time's so, moving fast now that the open's upon
it's
us.
It's wild. So yeah, I went through the 40 women. 11 of them are not competing this year. Last year, there were 11 rookies that made it to the games. And now we already know that there will be 11 new athletes competing next year that were not there last year. So Emma Carey, she just, God called her to not compete. Annie Thor's daughter is pregnant. Jamie Simmons' team, Kelly Baker Shirley, is trying to get pregnant. Christine Colenbrander and Alexia Williams are both injured. Matilda Garns and Ella Unger are going team. Michelle Basnay and Shahad Boudebs did not register for the Open. I don't know why either of them did not. And then Emily DeRoy is going team. That's a lot of turnover. I mean, I think we know obviously Tia coming back. Haley's probably going to come back, but you also have Brooke coming back, Brooke Wells. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see, first of all, going back to the number of athletes who qualify out of North America East, I just named three coming back in North America East. You also add Bailey Rail. She's now in the North America East. She's not in the West anymore. Freya Moosbrugger is also in the East, if I recall correctly. So like the East is stacked.
Oh, yeah,
I
forgot
about that. Are not going to get that. They're not going to get more than one extra spot unless something goes crazy in the top 100. And you have all these athletes coming out that are going to be not going individual. Like, it's going to be a completely different field than it was last year.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of exciting.
I tell you, it's not looking good for my pick of there will be the same 50% that goes in the games.
No, it will not be. It will not be. Definitely will be different. And then on the men's side, there's only three. Chandler, Noah, and our boy Jason Smith out of Africa. So
your boy.
And that is it. So I thought that was interesting. 11. I've also heard rumblings that there might be some other woman going team. I've not been able to figure that out yet, but
we'll see.
We'll see. But we'll stay
tuned. You'll know it here first, folks.
That's right.
On the barbell.
That's all I had for the news. Anything else sticks out? If you guys have not watched it, go to Coffee Pods and Wads. He did a great 24.1 video a couple days ago. He put that out there, and then Get With The Programming has their own system for how they think the games allocations should go, and that was this afternoon.
That'll be really exciting week two to watch.
John was on there, gave his insight with Pedro, along with Chase and Bill. I think we jumped the gun of what that's going to look like. I think John's right. It's going to change significantly in week two. Not even close. So
it is fun to look at. Just the fact that if it ended today, the women in the West would only get five slots is crazy. And the fact that, like, and I know it will balance out, but the fact that, like, it swings like that, if this was the case, the Open would matter. Like, that's the thing. Everybody wants to know if the Open would matter. Dude, if you see that, everybody is trying as hard as they can in that workout. It's not like they're going to, maybe they don't redo it, but nobody, like, you know, Rich was like, I thought about jumping up, but then I was like, I just don't want to. That wouldn't be anybody that's trying to go to the games. You know what I mean? That would not
You want that extra spot.
Prerogative.
Right. And then you have the hardest thing I see about all that, I love that scenario, is how CrossFit actually manages it, right? Like, how many people would try to start gaming the system thinking that they weren't going to get caught on the Open workouts?
Oh, that's a great point.
Right. Like, we saw plenty of burpees that were not to the standard.
Like, I mean, for the Open to matter, you sort of have to risk that, don't you?
Right. Right. I love it. I love how it really pushes you. Like, look at North America West. I think it was, what, six? Mm-hmm. Only come after the first week. And you got Medeiros, Vellner, Fikowski, Kwan.
It was seven. It was seven. And like,
was it seven?
And Bill made the greatest point ever. Like, seven guys got to go out of the West after this workout. And the guy that doesn't get to go now is Colton Mertens. The guy after this workout's the reason Colton does not go to the games. And he set the world record in this workout by over 20 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. Seven for the men, Ella West, and five for the women. That is, I'll be curious to see how it plays out the rest of the time. I know that they went back last year and looked at it. And like, you can kind of see how the season has progressed and kind of expect it. Like this year, it's more interesting as you watch it week by week to see what that's going to look like in real time. And you see those athletes who are, maybe we paid a little bit more attention again. Like, I know it's not the official way to qualify, but you know, go check out those athletes in the top 110, 90th mm-hmm. to 110. And just think about how important it would be to have a great workout in 24.2 and then how much more it would be in 24.3. With the programming.
We talked about it the whole show, Chase. We all agreed on what it was going to be, and that's going to swing everything. Look, America is strong. We are not as fit cardiovascularly as Europe, but we're freaking strong, and the rest of the world is weak. We proved that in every world war, okay? Just wait.
Man, does Chase have John's number every time?
Well, guys, it is now time for the next edition of the Blind Rankings.
What? I don't sell out. What are you talking about?
I wore that yesterday, and it was so clutch. I took a nap at 3 o'clock in the
middle of the day.
Yeah, on my couch, and it was pitch black.
Mantis Sleep. Go check them out. We'll have your discount code for you here very shortly. I can promise you that. Here we go. Blind Rankings. Let me get it pulled up here. All right. Any guesses on what we're going to be talking about?
John Young's most famous quotes.
Stop it. Stop it.
You saw it on one of the news, the last cover photo. You had John Rollins. Now, the question is, who should announce 24.3?
Seth Rollins. Yeah.
Back to back. Just do it.
I already know my number one. I think we're going to agree on number one. So we're going to save him, okay?
I don't know the number one.
Oh, we so agree on number one.
They are CrossFit people.
He's going to say the names.
Could be anybody.
Could be anybody. I will give you this hint. They touch CrossFit somehow.
Okay.
So it's not going to be Rich Froning. I will tell you that right now.
Okay.
Here we go. Post Malone.
Five. Four. He would have great exposure.
But I would say interested? I'm going to say four.
I'll seed four. Because it would be great
if he's a good friend of Dave's. So
you're telling me if freaking Nikki comes up here, we're gonna put her above Post Malone? No, I'm gonna put her on five.
Oh shit! I didn't think about that.
You know what I'm saying? Like Post Malone four.
All right.
You good with that, Tyler?
Yeah.
You guys hedging in case somebody else is worse than Post Malone. Rick Ross.
It's like a two. Be terrible PR for us given his history, but it would be great.
Wait, how does he touch CrossFit?
CrossFit? Did a video with Sev on. He started CrossFit. It was like 2017. It was when Garrett Fisher was. He was
Garrett Fisher moved to Miami.
Yeah.
Trained him, made him lose, got him to lose like what, 50 to 100 pounds. And then Savon went out there, made a video for it. And then I think Rick Ross gained all the weight back, and
the most Garrett stopped competing.
I'm sorry, I didn't know about
it. It ruined Garrett's career.
Yeah,
it was.
I'm gonna say three.
It was good content for CrossFit, and then and now he announced 24.3.
The most uncomfortable you've ever seen Savon in his entire life is in that house with Rick Ross. You have to watch the video. It's amazing.
More uncomfortable than the lunar guy.
Yeah. Savon handled that like Savon handled that guy like a champ, but Rick Ross
just let him talk.
Savon got gummed up. It was like weird. You could tell he didn't know like how to act. Ross fit,
Ross fit. That's right.
All
right,
let's go three because I mean, there's got to be good people. Like there has to be good people.
He had a nutrition. Three's good. He had a nutritionist. And it was hilarious because she was making stuff and she was explaining it all. And he goes, "She'd be making me eat pears and shit. Like he had never heard of a pear.
Yeah. You guys have to go back, go to the YouTube, go search Ross Fit, and it is a great, great video. All right, next one. Max Greenfield.
He's already got an announcement.
All you new girl. Should he come back?
I would say two.
I would almost say one because he's so animated.
Listen, Tyson beats Max? Tyson Bagent.
Max.
Tyson Bagent beats Max Greenfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Max Greenfield beats Tyson.
I don't think so.
New girl is way bigger. Max Greenfield NFL? Is way more animated.
New girl is no bigger one than the knows. NFL.
In the NFL, he's not nearly as big as Schmidt is in the world, period.
I agree with you.
God.
But if you have not seen New Girl, you don't know who this guy is.
No idea who he is.
Then like, watch this freaking New Girl.
Okay. Hey. Honestly, I love New Girl. I've watched the whole thing twice. But here's what I'm going to say. I bet you in the CrossFit community, more people know Tyson Bagent's name than Max Greenfield.
Okay. What did you say, two? Well, I've been two. Fuck it.
Two.
Now, if Tyson doesn't come up, I apologize.
We've screwed ourselves. We got a one and a five.
Here we go. Donald Trump Jr., the best politician to ever do Murph.
We have to do five because CrossFit would be shut down immediately. This would never happen. Yeah,
Are you kidding me? Emily would roll over in her grave if Donald Trump Jr. approached her.
We'd immediately people would be reaching out to CrossFit trying to revoke their open sign up.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think we have to go five, which puts us in a corner. It's like the worst list of all time.
He screwed us over. I can feel it.
Come on, Tyson.
It is not Tyson.
Oh God.
This person was around CrossFit back in 2017.
Is this the Raw of Earth guy?
The guy. It is the only
butthole.
That would be a great opening.
No. She dated another guy who liked CrossFit, who was a different athlete.
Emily Abbott?
No. Danica Patrick.
Oh, good. That I'm one's not bad.
That. I'm fine with that. Go, Daddy. Go get it.
Go, Daddy.
He was in the GoDaddy car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you? What would you change?
I would put Max first.
No respect. I get no respect.
Mitch, Matt Welty. This is an awful list.
And then I'd put Danica second. I think I'd put Post Malone third.
Rick Ross at four.
And then wasted Post Malone.
I'd put Rick Ross five, and then Donald Trump Jr. four.
Do you like Post Malone? Do you listen to him at all?
Yeah, I think he is. I like his songs.
I think I've listened to like two. So
I have Fall Apart in my like 5K list, and I always run really fast to it because he's telling me I'm falling apart, and I am falling apart, and it makes me run faster. And I love playing it in the middle of workouts because everybody's dying, and then they listen to like, you know, that song, and they all go slower, and I start getting faster. It works out great.
How about this one? Would you rather have Taylor Swift just for the views?
No.
Taylor Swift. No,
Post
the
Malone
amount of,
for number
listen,
one.
Listen here. The amount of people that Taylor Swift would bring to CrossFit, that should be number one. It doesn't matter what you think about her. It doesn't matter what you think of Travis Kelce. If Taylor Swift did an announcement, the amount of people it would bring into CrossFit would be unlike anything we've ever seen.
Who We're would Taylor need to start dating to bring them in, the Swifties into CrossFit?
I wouldn't wish that on anybody at CrossFit, even Nikki.
What do you mean, who would Taylor have to date?
to get the same kind of Travis Kelce thing.
Yeah.
Who would she date?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of somebody worthy. Con Porter.
That'd be a wild. That's like Katy Perry and what's his name from Britain?
Russell Brand.
Yeah, Russell Brand. It's like when they were together.
Who do you think? I think Taylor and Con make a good couple. She's tall.
I agree with Lynn here. James Newberry.
How old is Taylor Swift?
She's like 30 something.
Zero clue.
30. Because I was thinking James Sprague, but that would be a little odd.
He just got engaged, so I think he's off the market.
Well, I mean, I'm just speaking off the
cuff. You're just in general.
Speaking.
Yeah. 34. Okay. It's got to be older. Josh Bridges. That would be a cute couple. Taylor towers over Josh. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Josh would still get more camera time than Taylor, I think. He'd get out in front of it.
Like Josh has to get on his tiptoes to give her a kiss. You telling me like Sevan would eat that stuff up? Oh, my goodness. That's it. Josh Bridges and Taylor Swift. That would be the power couple of all of CrossFit.
Yes. We know he's married. Everybody's married.
Fake hypotheticals.
Fake hypothetical way to get Swifties doing CrossFit. There'd be a lot of drop-ins for like CrossFit gyms in Nashville with all the bachelorette parties and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We're doing that. All right, there you go. Blind rankings. You guys weren't so hot this time. Sorry.
Dude, you gave us like some trash people though. Like we didn't have a lot to choose from.
I liked a lot of them.
Last one, betting with the boys. We will have a tally next week to see how we're doing. But until then, we are going to go play along with the Heat One app. So 24.2 voting is now open. You can go make your picks. Go out there and play. Is Will Brandstetter still first place?
He is. Man, that's crazy to me.
Dude, he is on one, man. I don't know what he's doing.
This game's different because, like, usually I'm not doing that well, and I'm in third right now.
Yeah, you're kidding.
My favorite game so far. This game stays for sure.
It's early. It's only been 1 week. So
yeah, but the bulk of the points will come from week one because it dwindles down each week. We're not going to add in a bunch of stuff.
Oh, it should be worth more points as you get to the finals, just like March Madness.
Should double it up.
I think
it should be worth more and more as you go on.
Ooh, each selection. That could be cool.
That's how March Madness works.
Adam is yelling at you as we are less than 24 hours away from it.
It could be cool to do like the same amount of points each week, but they get dispersed across less and less pieces.
That's basically what happens when you double it.
Yeah.
That's exactly
Adam, if you're watching, go ahead and change it. Aaron, go do some video.
Yeah, get to work, Adam.
Double the points.
Acting like you do some stuff. Gosh.
Right. Wad Zombie, can we submit blind ranking categories? Yes.
Oh, please do. Oh, I would love that. Yeah.
Send them to mine because I do not share these with John or Tyler at all. They have zero idea what the topic is going into it. So they have zero chance to prepare. So just send it to the barbell span and I'll see it. So, yeah. I may pick the five things just to throw them off, but
ideas are good.
You should let them
ideas
be able to good. Submit the five things too, and then if you like it,
I can pick. Like I can pick and choose.
Like yeah.
Yeah. Send whatever. We'll see what's good. I'm sure Wad Zombie will have some.
Oh, he'll have good ones.
Interesting ones. To say
about eight of them we can't talk about. I'm sure.
Right.
I'm going to do some touchy stuff if spin's okay.
Yeah, we'll see. We're edgy. TMZ
biggest
style.
Biggest burnout.
This is the TMZ style news. So
Rick Ross is still on the top of the biggest burnout.
Right. here we go. First one you can bet on the Heat One app. Is 24.2 a repeat? Tyler?
Smart money says no, but I'm going with a yes.
John?
I'm in third, bro.
I'm going to say no.
I agree with John. It is not going to be a repeat. I think it may be a play off of one we've seen before, but I don't think it'll be a repeat this year. Next one, Taylor Self or Jason Hopper? John?
Since we think it's going to be weights, I'm going to say Hopper. And we think it's going to be rowing, at least like, you know, I and Chase and Bill does. I'm going to say Hopper.
Blind, I'm saying Taylor. If it has squatting, this is where it's like I pull the John Young and I wait for the announcement. If it's got squatting, I'm playing Hopper.
Is it?
I mean, that's
it, if it's just
does it have to be a,
and not squat cleans.
Yeah.
Does that have to be a high weight? Or is it just any squatting? Like if it was
any squatting.
I don't know. Dude.
Like maybe if it were 35, if it like were Taylor's 95, fine. I'd be okay. But
I know Taylor's good all the way up to like 225.
I know he's going to be protective of his knee, and that's going to eat in the back of his mind the whole time. So yeah, that's the only reason I would bet against Taylor.
Yeah, that's a tough one for him, especially if it starts getting heavy squat cleans. Right. I'm going to say there aren't squat cleans, so I'm going to go with Taylor, even though the minute that the workout announces, I could be wrong. But for now, for the official Betting with the Boys, I'm going with Taylor. All right, now we're back to the brackets, which mine was busted pretty early. Ricky got beat by Dallin. That one hurt. So I think Dallin had the benefit of going against Taylor.
Yeah.
Like having somebody to pace you, go next to, have the audience cheering for you, and then Ricky just did it. As
yeah, team. That's fine. That's the only reason you lost. You're good.
It is 100%. I did call Jay Crouch and Roman Krennikov in mind, but they both now face off in the second round. Jay Crouch or Roman Krennikov?
Jay. Blind. Jay.
I'm going to say Roman.
I'm sticking him with my bracket. I'm going with Roman as well. If there is rowing, Roman's got him.
Yeah, I'm going to change it if there's rowing. But, like, dude, Jay's so good at the Open. Plus, it's 140 points over 90. I can't beat that deal. That's a damn good
deal.
If
you get it, it doesn't matter. If you get it wrong, you still get zero. So there is no difference on that. On one of the most interesting picks, Koski, Vellner, or Pepper? What happened, Tyler?
They tied. Friggin' I am so disappointed that there wasn't a tie break, that they didn't post a tie break as part of your submission score, which they easily should have done. So
who are you more disappointed in? Vellner or Koski?
Neither. It's a good score. 601's fine. Yeah, I wasn't disappointed. Were you disappointed?
I thought Koski would be faster than
Vellner. I thought Koski would be faster than Vellner. I think Vellner's burpees are tier one. He's so bouncy.
Yeah.
Like any like jumping over and over, like Pat's one of the best ones. Like he's every single, like any open with burpees, any CrossFit games with box jumps, like any kind of jumping, Pat is just top level.
Yeah. So who you got, Tyler?
I'm going with Dallin every day of the week.
Keep going with him?
Always. He's going to the John? End with me.
You didn't go with Dallin last week, but that's okay.
That's against Taylor. That's a different thing. It's not in the bracket.
I'm going with Dallin. I believe in you, Dallin, unlike these other fools.
I'm going with Dallin as well.
Man.
That one's it's a wash, just like we did. We did 24.2 a couple weeks ago. We all picked Colton against Medeiros. So those are sticking. Danielle Brandon, who beat Laura Horvath, or Emma Lawson?
I'm going with Emma Lawson.
I'm going with Emma Lawson.
I'm going to go Danielle Brandon.
All right.
Is that a brute pick or is that?
Nope. It's not a brute pick.
If it's heavy squat cleans, like you said.
If it's not squat cleans and it's just cleans, I said cleans.
Yeah.
I think Danielle Brandon will power everything. And she's one of the best power lifter, like, you know, power cleans, power clean. Snatches yeah. In the field. If it's squat, I'll change my pick.
If squat,
but I'm like blind. I'm going to say Danielle Brandon.
I also should have talked about the percentages. So only 30% of people think that it's going to be a repeat. 49, so essentially 50-50, Taylor versus Jason. 46% for Jay over Roman. Or, well, so I guess yeah. Roman takes the over, 54%. Yeah. Dallin takes 45% of the votes. Pat has 49. And Koski only has 2% of the votes right now.
Oh, man. Oh,
that's like the lowest I've seen it.
How many points does Koski get if you pick Koski? How many points does he get?
130. Oh, Pepper gets 120. So
that means he like, you need to move that to like 250 and just get people to start picking them.
Danielle Brandon has 22% of the picks right now at 140 points for her.
So she's getting beat pretty bad by Emma.
Yeah.
And the last one. A early matchup of 24.3, Ariel Lowen versus Tia Claire Toomey, or
which do? Like if Tia only or if we only gave Tia her first do, like her first attempt, which score? Yeah. You know who's winning? I'm going with Tia. Sorry,
there I'm go. Going with Ariel.
I think I'm going with Ariel too.
Why? Everything we've talked about.
Who had the better 24.1 time?
By a lot.
Who doesn't want their wrist to get worse right now?
By a lot.
Right? Like, if you're doing heavy squat cleans.
All right.
This is 24.3.
Right? Like.
This is gymnastics, right? Or is this 24.2 or 24.3?
This is this 24. Week, 24.2. It's just the early matchup of the two. I just think that.
John don't even know what we're talking about.
I thought we were talking about 24.3 on that one. Because no, that's the announcement, right?
They match up in the bracket a week early.
Yeah.
It's hard to pick against squatting with Tia. Ugh. I think I'm gonna pick Tia.
So you're heavy on the protecting yourself.
I am. Yes.
All right.
I might change my mind too. It makes a she was not great.
I will say.
How many points does Ariel Lowen get?
She gets 100 over Tia getting 80. So
it's not a lot. It's not a lot. I was hoping for 130. And like
again, just getting it right matters. That's all that matters. Yeah. Getting it right.
You're right. You're right. You're right. I'm gonna roll with Ariel. I'm gonna roll with Ariel.
I'm sticking with Ariel. She beat her in the first workout. She could do it again.
Yeah.
I get the squatting piece of it, but if she has to hold that into a front rack, if there is front squats, if it is heavy cleans,
it'll slow her down.
Could she just be slower? Maybe she doesn't finish it if she doesn't have to.
Yeah.
She really doesn't have to, right? Like she could literally get to the one or two bars before that and still hit top 25% and just move on. So
yeah,
something like that happens. It is definitely going to Ariel, and Ariel could still, I think, beat her potentially anyway, depending on what else is in there. So
I didn't change any of my votes last week. Basically, everything that I picked before, I didn't change. This week is totally opposite. I will be heavy thinking about the matchups and all that. I guess
the only I did not change it. Probably should have. But I stuck with all what I had already picked. Well, that's it. Tomorrow, 1:30 Central Time. 2:30 Eastern, the live show begins. And then 30 minutes later at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, the workout announcement by Seth Rollins happens, and we'll find out if we are right or wrong, what the chess piece was. Before we head off, John, anybody to brag about on JY Barbell?
Nope.
Nothing. Just nope. Working. Everybody's working.
Yep,
it's mid-cycle.
We're just starting back up with a lot of people. And it's open quarterfinals time, so we're kind of taking a break from A lot of my people are taking a break from lifting to focus on that. And after quarterfinals, we'll start a new cycle.
This is breaking. Hold on. Ahead, Will ahead. Brandstetter is picking Tia. So if you want points, follow his lead.
Number one in the Heat One app right now.
And also, if you also pick Tia and you both miss, you both get the same amount of points too. So I think it's maybe a little bit of strategy there of trying to convince you to pick the same as him.
So. Yeah. Do you listen to Will at all this week in his analytics, or is it all to dupe you?
Right. Yeah. He just wants you to match. If you all match him, you still score the same amount of points. So it's a trick.
That's a beautiful strategy. Honestly.
It is.
Shout out to Endo Golfer, by the way. He was the random winner for the Heat One. We'll make an announcement tomorrow, but wanted to congratulate you on the show.
What is the win or Endo Golfer?
He wins a mat from a stretching, yoga mat from GoWad, and then he gets, I think it's a year worth of GoWad for free.
Nice. Just randomly, right? So just go play.
Yep.
So go out there, Heat One. Go follow their Instagram. Go check out their YouTube channel. Go check out their Wadapalooza near the scenes. Go play Heat One. Maybe you'll win a GoWad prize package. Yep. Amazing prizes. So there you go.
You'll actually get it this
time. Whitney Davis, would you watch it if Taylor Swift did it? Maybe she meant would not watch it. Wouldn't? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah,
probably not.
You're such a liar, Whitney. You would watch it so hard.
100%.
Don't lie, Whitney. You would watch it and you would be singing the songs. Okay.
Vindicate's asking who the Whitney. T-shirt winners were.
It's you. You're the problem. We're
pulling those now. Those are random. Still got to pull those. So thank you, Vindicate. We will get those out ASAP.
Those shirts by Vindicate. So go check out vindicate.com. I think there might still be some barbell spin shirts too. So
there are.
So go check out, see, go clear that inventory out. Maybe we'll make some more. Linda Jerry, holy ish, that's a really good prize. So there you go. You can't lose if you don't play. That's not the right way to do it. But all right, guys. We'll be back next week. Recap 24.2 and take a look at the final week of the CrossFit Open.
Later.
Bye-bye.